Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the readings for the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. We take a look at the first reading, which comes from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 6, verses 12 to 16. Resplendent and unfading is wisdom, and she is readily perceived by those who love her and found by those who seek her. She hastens to make herself known in anticipation of their desire. Whoever watches for her at dawn shall not be disappointed, for he shall find her sitting by his gate. For taking thought of wisdom is the perfection of prudence, and whoever for her sake keeps vigil shall quickly be free from care, because she makes her own rounds, seeking those worthy of her, and graciously appears to them in the ways and meets them with all solicitude. I want to say to you, you read that and you say, oh yeah, well that's a saint. I mean, that's scripture, that's for saints. No, brothers and sisters, God is the source of all wisdom. Pray to him often as you go from one task to another during the day, or the meetings that you have, and you're very tired of them. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for help. Tell him you want to be his servant today. You want to serve his wisdom in this situation. Ask him. What you say, don't worry if you say, oh, well, I would have said that anyway. God may just agree with you, and that what you're saying is fine. But other times you'll say, wow, where did that come from? I've had that experience a few times in my life. And that's not every day by a long shot, but I've had that experience two or three times where I've asked God for wisdom, and what happened was so far beyond what I expected. And I knew it wasn't me. I thought, wow, that was a wise idea. I wonder where that came from. And then I remembered my prayer. Don't hesitate to ask the Lord. I don't mean he's going to come down with a scroll, but you may just say the right word at the right time, or you may have find that you should say nothing. That's wisdom too. That's great wisdom sometimes, that this isn't the time to say what you want to say. So listen carefully to the Lord. Just say, help me, Lord, that I can be part of this conversation, make a contribution. Whatever wisdom you wish me to have, give me. It's simple like that. And you may not feel something right away at all. But you know what? Weeks later, you could say something and people will start saying, where did you get that? I never heard you say that before. And just think, you prayed to God for wisdom maybe weeks ago, and it came on God's timing. His timing is always the best, always. Psalm 63, my soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God. O God, you are my God, whom I seek. For you my flesh pines and my soul thirsts, like the earth parched, lifeless, and without water. Thus have I gazed toward you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. For your kindness is a greater good than life. My lips shall glorify you. Therefore will I bless you while I live. Lifting up my hands, I will call upon your name. As with the riches of a banquet shall my soul be satisfied, and with exultant lips my mouth shall praise you. I will remember you upon my couch, and through the night watches I will meditate on you. You are my help, and in the shadow of your wings I shout for joy. Pray that prayer often. Pray it slowly. Pray it. The Psalms are beautiful ways to pray to the Lord. Take time. Tell him you will remember him even as you go to bed. Tell him through the night watches. It doesn't mean that you're awake all night, but you may wake up at some point. Just offer him praise and then go back to sleep. God loves you. Usually, if I get awake at night, I don't honestly think much. I'm wondering, why am I awake and where am I? But then I always just say, Jesus, do you want something? Jesus, do you need something? And most of the time, I don't hear anything, but I just fall back to sleep peacefully. Just trust him because he's always there. He hears us more than any other human being hears us. He hears us because he knows every thought, every word, every prayer, every act of kindness, etc., etc. He knows it. May you be blessed. And the reading, again, the second reading today is taken from Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, so too will God, through Jesus, bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Indeed, we tell you this, on the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself, with the word of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will be first to rise. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, console one another with these words. Somebody's distraught. You don't start out by preaching a joyful gospel. You tend to their needs and their care, but then tell them the day will come when each of us will die and we will be brought before the Lord. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him as you've never trusted him before, because he will do for you great things beyond anything that we could experience in this life. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 1 to 13, Jesus told his disciples this parable: the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At night, there was a cry, "Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." And while they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. And then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." What does that mean? It means that God should receive our prayer every morning and sometime in the evening, if that's what's best for you. There should be another time where you bring what the day has unfolded for you and what your responsibilities are and what your needs are. God knows them, but he loves to hear from us. He loves us to turn to him. Brothers and sisters, we don't want to be one of the foolish ones. We want to be one who is ready, because we know not the day nor the hour when he will return. Really, we know not the day nor the hour. We don't know it at all. And therefore, we really, really need to be ready. morning prayer, evening prayer. Really encourage you. I don't know if you've ever heard of Erasmo Livia Marakakis, who's now known as Father Simeon. He's a Cistercian monk living in Rome. And in part, he wrote this: because God does not love us generically, he does not look for the same quality of love in each one. At that final moment, Christ will be looking for only one thing in me, the inimitable light that he has always wanted to kindle in me and bring forth from me, the unique flame that can flare up only if I have allowed my very heart and soul to catch the fire of his love. This is the light that only I can give, the life that will result from the combustion of my whole being and all its long and intricate becoming as it offers itself up to the invasion of all God's all-consuming fire of mercy. That's what we want to do. Every morning and every evening, Lord, I come to you. Pray the Lord's Prayer. Pray the Hail Mary. Pray a Glory Be to the Father, or pray part of a rosary. But please come to him every morning. I know it's hard, but ask God to help you to find a way. Don't just dismiss it. Ask God to help you to find a way, because he wants to. He wants to help you. Sobering as the conclusion of the parable may be, we should find much comfort in the very final verse. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. With this admonition, Jesus turns his focus away from the drama of the parable and toward his listeners in the immediate present. His concluding, therefore, encourages them to begin right now to accumulate oil for the day of their own encounter with the divine bridegroom. By penetrating words and keen persuasive images, the patient teacher is presently hard at work, forming virginal hearts in his hearers, showing them how to distill drop by drop the oil of fidelity and devotion into the lamps of their hearts, against the day when he and no other will come as ardent lover, demanding a pure, flammable offering where his passion may eternally burn. That's written by Father Erasmo Larry Marquis, who is actually now Father Simeon. And if you haven't read his commentary on Matthew's Gospel, you want the fourth and final volume. You want all of it. Believe me, you want all the volumes of his book. But choose the one. There'll be another one coming out early in 2021. But, oh, brothers and sisters, read him. Read him. He will help you very much and sustain you. May God bless you and lead you this weekend.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.